the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
All right, here we go. It is time for the girly quiz, but the girly quiz with quite the twist, because today is the worst show ever.
Meaning this is going to be Dave's worst girly quiz ever. We are so, so excited about this. Dave, describe the way you are positioned right now in the studio.
I'll tell you this, I've never been this kind of position for the girly quiz before. I'm horizontal.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on a bed. I'm on like one of the massage beds that has a hole in it that you can put your face in it, but I'm not about to have the most relaxing massage ever.
Quite the opposite.
No, it's going to be an awful couple of minutes, yeah. I'd say, for the next while. Yeah. I'm about to get waxed.
Yes. By popular demand, Dave will be back on the girly quiz. This all kicked off a few weeks ago when Katie was listening from Lombre in Rathmines, and we thought if there was ever a time for Dave to be waxed during the girly quiz, it would have to be during the worst show ever.
100%. And Katie, you're here with us. Thank you so much. The wax is heating behind me.
It's ready to go, guys.
We're doing the legs today, are we?
Yeah, I think we'll do the legs, see how far we go, see how well this pain tolerance level is.
Okay. I hope the lads are listening to this going now, right? Don't worry, lads, I'm going to do it for you. Not a pain inside. No crying, no nothing like that.
Yeah. All right, this is the way it goes. Dave, in order for you to win the week, you have to get 3 questions correct. You have lifelines, but only one today. Phone a female.
I don't even have my thing.
No, we're stripping at 50-50,
hey,
the Simplify
no pun
option.
Intended.
Oh, hey. No Simplify option for you this week. It's the worst show ever.
And we have to thank ladies who listen to the show who sent us some disastrously tough questions for Dave. So we can almost guarantee he'll get at least 3 big waxes on this today.
For every wrong answer you give, you're getting waxed.
So I might get all of them correct, though, at the same time, not get any waxed.
I don't know.
Watch this. Watch me fly it.
Okay, so Katie, if you want to make your way over to Dave with the wax, we will get cracking on question number one, all right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
The girly quiz is with Irish Life Health, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health, which is brilliant.
Yes, and you know the girly quiz, sometimes we get into uncharted territories, maybe bodily anatomy things that you haven't quite discussed with younger ears yet. So keep your hand hovering over the dial, particularly on the worst show, because you may want to slightly turn down the volume from time to time over the course of the next couple of minutes.
It's the girly quiz, worst show ever style. Question one.
Dave, while the hot wax is being placed on your leg, riddle me this. A question sent in by Audrey and Roisin. What is an episiotomy? No simplify
allowed. Just a phone a female. What is whatever Aisling said?
An episiotomy.
An episiotomy.
What's it sound like, Dave?
Stick that wax on there, Katie.
Yeah. I'd say we may as well get cracking.
You may stick the wax on, Katie. Oh, God. Oh, God, I don't know. What's an episiotomy?
And I must say as well, Katie, if it gets to the point where the wax is on too long and for Dave's safety, it must be stripped off. You can strip it off at any point during the girly quiz for Dave's safety.
An episiotomy is... Oh, wouldn't you just love it if I got this correct?
Go on.
An episiotomy is... Oh, the strip's going on. Episiotomy is when a girl gets fat taken from her arse and put it in the lips.
We can only accept that as your final answer. You are wrong.
Oh my god.
Go again.
Don't put another one on.
Now give me another wax on you.
Don't you dare.
Oh, Dave,
why?
It's so smooth.
What is it, the second one?
That's for your safety, Dave. We can't leave wax
on. Look how bald it is.
I can tell you
ugly.
That an episiotomy is something far worse than what you're enduring over there. It is an incision between the vagina and the bottom during childbirth.
God.
Have you ever heard of that, Dave?
I have, that happens.
No, so think about
ladies.
That.
That's fair. Yeah, that's worse. That's worse, I'd imagine. Yeah,
okay, yeah, it has to be said. Jesus, you've white legs under all that hair.
Look at that.
A little milk bottle coming through there.
Can I feel it?
Please do.
Dave, question number 2 on the girly quiz this week is this.
Okay.
Are you ready there, Katie?
Yeah.
What do the letters PCOS stand for? Katie's laughing.
PCOS.
PCOS. What do they stand for, Dave?
Would any woman know this?
Yes.
I think so.
do you know what? In that case, I don't really want to get another wax at the moment, so I'm going to phone my female. Phone a female.
I think that's probably wise.
Okay, cool. We've grown your sunny wifey this morning. Let's get her on.
Nice one, growing it.
PCOS, lining up our girly quiz call this morning.
Hello, Gronya speaking.
Hello, Gronya.
Gronya, it's Emma, Dave and Aisling from Spin. How are you this morning?
All good, oh, thank you.
It's so good to chat again. Your son David is on the...
Oh my God,
table.
It's my mum! Hi, mum!
Oh no, this isn't the 5 at 5 now or something, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's a much more serious show than Matt Cooper's last word. Welcome to Fully Charged.
Gronya, we can tell you that your son has just endured his first ever leg wax and he's struggling on question 2 on the girly quiz. You can save him from another wax.
I'd say he's struggling with everything at this point.
Yeah, yeah,
are you proud of, to speak.
Are you proud of my career choices, ma'am?
As ever, darling, okay. As ever.
Good to know. I have 30 seconds on the clock, and my question is, do you please, for the love of God, know what the letters
P-C-O-S
stands for?
Oh, dear Jesus. P-C... Give me those again.
P-C-O-S.
Post,
yeah, that's a good start.
Okay, I'm gonna really go out here on a limb, and you're gonna think I'm post-coital something.
Come on, you haven't.
I know.
Post-coital, this is a family show.
Post-coital,
oh,
something.
Oh God! Oh no! I have no idea.
Oh man!
Can you give me a hint?
Oh, no.
I think, look, we're out of time.
Katie.
Dear God.
You're going to get another wax.
Time to wax. Do you want to go with something?
A different leg, Dave? Do you want the same leg?
Let's go the same leg. What do you think, Katie? Thanks for this, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Sorry.
No. On behalf of Emma and I and the women of Dublin, thank you very much.
Post-coital, whatever that means, Austria syndrome.
Austria. Is it post-coital Austria syndrome?
I can say it's absolutely not,
oh,
Aisling.
Oh dear.
The answer being?
Polycystic ovary syndrome.
Oh my God.
Dave, you've so much hair on
that. So
thank you very much for joining us.
Sorry, guys.
We'll return your smooth son to you very soon.
Gronya, well done.
Love you. Bye.
All right, Dave.
What a terrible mother.
What does the pain feel like, Dave?
Oh, it's like... I don't know what it feels like. It's like searing. It's like, it's all of a sudden as well. It's very quick. It's, I don't know, it's like she's just butchered my leg.
Like, can you imagine that ladies get their nether regions waxed?
Honestly.
Imagine if that was your nether region.
Why bother? Just keep them hairy.
Yeah, really.
Do you know what I mean?
If everybody could say that, every man, that would be great. It's nice when the hotness of the wax comes on.
I liked that one because there wasn't two of them. There was just one wax there.
Okay.
This is the worst show ever. And in a girly quiz first, we're going to play a song. And we'll be back with question 3. In 3 minutes. Hang on. Dave, Aisling, Katie, Connor, Callum,
Gina,
and you listening.
There's 100 people in this room.
Gemma, Maeve, and a swing play the biggest hits for your morning.
This is Spin.
We're about to crack in to question 3 on the girly quiz. And bear in mind, if you do want to see Dave's waxing live in studio this morning, it'll be live on Instagram in just over 10 minutes' time, 9 a.m. at official Spin 103.8.
It's the girly quiz.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome back. This is the Girly Quiz on Spin, where Ash and I and the women of Dublin test Dave on all things girly on a weekly basis.
It is, of course, the worst show ever, meaning that for every question Dave gets wrong in the Girly Quiz, he is getting a big old wax to the legs. Katie's in from Lombray. He has so far gotten 2 out of 2 questions wrong. There's a lot of hair gone, but a lot still to go. How will he get on question number 3?
Dave, how are we doing?
I mean, like, it's not sore at the moment, but I'm just keep looking down at my legs and I'm going, I look so thick.
Dave currently, from both of his legs, who would have thunk he'd the hairiest legs?
He really does.
Very hairy legs, yeah.
Not for long, though, because at the moment his right leg and his left leg have a very specific kind of...
they're so smooth, it's so weird.
Just like single bald strips, like you're wearing shin guards of no hair.
That's exactly what it's like.
If you've just joined, then question 2 on the girly quiz required Dave using a lifeline, which was his phone a female, and it was his mother, Gronya. Yeah.
Thanks for that. How did you get my mother's number is what I want to know.
We robbed your phone. But question number 3 on the girly quiz this week, Dave, and we need this exactly for you to avoid another wax.
Okay, great.
You haven't got a single question right so far.
On the hardest girly quiz ever, I'll add. Like, the questions have been ridiculous so far, but go on.
Question
watch
three.
Me play this one.
No touching allowed.
No worries.
What bra size is Aisling?
And no peeking either, you dirty dog.
cover your chest, Aisling. Cover your chest.
I did just have a little quick look there.
Joanne! HR!
Will you accept just the letter?
No, a whole lot.
I don't know what the other, like, I don't know.
Well, then you're
inches
get it wrong.
And cup size. Ash, give him a look.
I'll give it a go.
I'll give you one flash. With my top on.
I'm going to say you're a C major. I don't know.
C major. All right, Katie, get that wax on, girl.
Oh, that's a lot of wax,
that's
Katie.
That's a lot
now.
Of wax.
Oh, God.
I'd say, Katie, just finish the whole leg.
No, that's going to be sore. Oh,
look,
no.
She's going for a nice pinky
oh
rip there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay. So is your final answer a C major?
Oh, I'm so sorry if I kick you, Katie. Oh,
jeez. I actually feel a bit bad now.
Oh, morning. Yeah, great. Another one. Sound, Katie.
Oh, there's still a lovely big strip left to go. Another strip to go here.
That's the worst one.
Down by the ankles, all hard, isn't it?
It's not great around the ankles, is it, ladies? No. Okay, back up against it. And then one more strip just under the knee.
Oh, there's still a bit left.
Okay, perfect. Here we go. And
it's just non-stop pain.
Dave, your legs now look like a four-year-old boy's.
Oh, my God.
And you have officially lost the girly quiz.
Are you not a C major, no?
No.
I was going to say, Aisling, you shouldn't really have to reveal your bra size to all of Dublin, should you not want to?
No, I will. 34B.
All right, lovely.
I'm proud.
I thought it was letters.
There was a B in there.
Double D's, no?
Not that big, Dave.
It could have been double C's. I don't know.
No such thing as a double C.
Okay.
You have lost the girly quiz on the worst show ever. Oh, thank you so much to Lombre Rathmines, to Katie, to Gina for coming in. And Dave, you gave the people what they wanted.
Thanks. You're welcome. I don't know. I hate this. Let me go home now.
It's the girly quiz with Irish Life Health. Helping people live healthier lives. How will Dave do? Will he need?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.